So when the child asks you, hey, why are we dipping? So you say, Joy, gee, that's a great question. What other questions do you have here tonight? And then you say, look, we're dipping, and this is a part of what we're doing different tonight, because this is a very special night tonight. You know what happened tonight. You understand? You take off of that question, you go off to a longer answer, which doesn't really address his question.
No.
Because there is no real answer to his question. I'm dipping to get you to ask. You're not going to tell him that. right? So you tell him, gee, that's a great question. What else do you see different here tonight? How come we don't have challah on the table tonight? Did you notice? Okay, the other question was asked, if there are children at the table and they want to eat more than the volume of an olive, so our rule in chinuch is that anything that's going to be painful to a child, we don't usually have a mitzvah of chinuch in that. That's why children don't have to wait for kiddush to eat and drink. Children don't have to wait for avdalah to eat and drink. Children don't fast on Yom Kippur. Things that involve their growth, things that are going to be painful for them, we don't do chinuch on them. We tell the child, when you'll be older, you'll also be doing this, but for now, you can do whatever you want. And that's why, when it comes to karpas, if the children want to eat 15 peppers worth of karpas, you could do that. That's okay.
Could they have matzah?
Yeah, my kids eat matzah long before we hit the matzah at the Seder, when they're little. When the kid hits the age of 7, 8, 9, so then I already ask them. I say, you know, everyone's going to eat it a little bit later. Are you really hungry? And usually the kids say, yes, I am. But when they hit the age of 9, they start getting the concept that no one else is eating matzah, neither will they. But if they want to eat matzah earlier, then yes, I give my children matzah whenever they want. If they're hungry, they can eat. Yeah. Yes?
Doesn't Tosfos say that Abaye really did have to say Ma'ishtana afterwards?